Our scripture lesson this day comes from the Gospel of Mark, the first chapter, beginning with verse 29 through verse 39. One of the missions and ministries and the healings that take place in the Gospels of Jesus' work and His ministry. It says, as soon as they had left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. And he came and he took her by the hand and he lifted her up. Then the fever left her and she began to serve them. Now that evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed by demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. And in the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and he went to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions, they hunted for him. And when they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." And he answered, "Let go. Let us go on," he says. "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that is what I have come to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. This is the word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, we do thank You so much this day for Your word. And we ask, Lord, Your blessings to be upon it. Not only the speaking of it, but the preaching of it, the talking about it, the telling. We ask, Lord, this day that You just continue to open up our hearts and our minds to serve You, to be with You, to listen in new and different ways. I ask, Lord, this day that You just allow the meditations of my heart and my words this day to be acceptable in Your sight. O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer, I do pray. Amen.